Feel it coming in the air. Hear the screams from everywhere. I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. This is a special bonus edition on a Thursday here with the podcast. And as you can see, or here, I guess, we are inside the Caesar Sportsbook Big Rig. It's basically a mobile sportsbook. It's really, really cool. We're parked just outside of the fan experience here at Super Bowl 57. Very, very cool here in Phoenix. This thing is awesome here. We got the tour last night. Our guy Aaron showed us around. It's pretty cool. So if you are around, check it out today. Come by, play some wagers. We're going to have some picks here for Super Bowl, of course. Today's episode is going to be all about the Super Bowl props. We talked about all the silly stuff. Got the sillies out on Tuesday with the novelty props. We're going to be talking a little more serious F-sides and totals, money line, all that tomorrow. But we're just going to focus on props, player props, team props, game props, all that sort of thing. And if you are here in Phoenix, feel free to drop by. Dell, my travel buddy, the producer, he's here with me as well, too. And little did I know, you were a high roller. We got to go into the special suite at the airport the other day, which was very cool. We had some eggs and some sausages, got to put our feet up a little bit. So yeah. I didn't know you rolled like that, buddy.
It's always nice. We just got a new credit card, so we're hitting the Amex lounges nowadays. And we're living lavish. We're making sure we're living our best lives out here.
Nice. Nice. First impressions of Super Bowl so far?
Incredible. The scenes have been great. Everything's been good, but the show's just begun, just starting. So I'm really excited to see what happens in the next couple of days here.
All right. So before we get started, we remind you that if you've been listening to the show, if this is your first time, please go and rate and review the Sharp 600. We'd love to hear some feedback. Like to know what you're betting for Super Bowl. What do you got on the menu for your Super Bowl party this weekend? Anything that you want to throw at us? And we aren't going to time this one like we normally do. We're going to take our time and milk it here at Caesars because it's just pretty damn nice. So we're just going to start off with props. So we did make some props last week. So we'll recap those. We went Jalen Hurts over 9.5 rushing yards. That market has moved to 10.5. Still feel comfortable with the over. You can get that at even money out there now. We also took Hurts over 48.5 yards rushing. That's still available. We took Travis Kelce at even money to score a touchdown. That is a little more expensive now. It's a popular player. Best price, though, minus 114 right here at Caesars Sportsbooks. And then we had Josh Sweat over half a sack, plus 140. That one has come down a little bit, too. So we're going to start. We're going to segment these off. A few prop picks. We're going to start with the Eagles. And we're going to go with tight end Dallas Goedert over 4.5 receptions, minus 128 at Caesars Sportsbooks. Goddard has been one of Hurts' favorite targets this season, especially when he's been under duress. And if we look at the games in which Hurts has faced pressure, has faced a lot of sacks, Goddard's targets have ticked up. He was targeted 6 times for only 2 catches against Dallas back in October. He caught 6 of 7 versus the Steelers, 9 of 8 versus Houston. He had 6 of 7 in the finale against New York. All pretty solid pass rush against the Niners in the NFC title game. Goddard had 5 snags on 7 targets. And the Chiefs, 19th in DVOA at defending tight ends right now. They average 7.6 pass attempts to the position allowed per game. That's 3rd highest in the NFL. So Goddard lining up pretty well here. I do see KC putting Philly into more passing situations than they would like. And that pass rush probably going to rattle Jalen Hurts. He's going to look to his safety blanket more times on Sunday. So Goddard over 4.5 receptions. Next Eagles prop, we're going Miles Sanders. And we're going to go under his rushing plus receiving, which Caesars has out there listed at 67.5, under minus 115. As mentioned, I do see the Eagles having to pass a little more, and Sanders is one of basically 4 capable ball carriers with Hurts involved as well, too. He had 17 carries for 90 yards rushing against the Giants, but just 42 on 11 against the Niners. They didn't need him that much in the second half as things started to run away, but the big piece here is he's not giant in the passing game, and so I think taking the over plus, or sorry, the under rushing plus receiving gives us a little extra buffer. Outside of the 2 big games against the Giants on the ground, Sanders has really struggled to pick up good gains. He's averaged less than 4 yards per carry in 5 of his last 8. Kenneth Gainwell, he's been a popular prop market for his overs here heading into Super Bowl, and he is the more pass-friendly back. If they get into passing situations, Gainwell could take those snaps away from Sanders. And if KC's selling out to stop the run and putting the ball in Hurts' hand to throw it, I like the under here for Sanders rushing plus receiving. Dell, you're a big Eagles fan, buddy. What do you got?
In the Eagles game, I like Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown at plus 170 at Caesars. The Chiefs are tied for 7th worst in the league when it comes to opposing tight ends finding the end zone. And Goddard has been Jalen Hurts' favorite, one of his favorite targets. And I think he finds him when it really counts here in the Super Bowl.
All right. That makes sense. We got that narrative, man. All right. So we swing our attention now to the Chiefs prop markets. And I like running back Jerick McKinnon to go over his longest reception of 11.5. Vig varies on this one. You can kind of shop around for your lowest price. But McKinnon was huge in this passing game towards the end of the year. He boasted receiving yards, longs of 13, 28, 16, 21, and 56 yards in 5 of his last 7 outings. Now, CEH is active and kind of limited at practice. However, Andy Reid not really committing to what his role is going to be in the Super Bowl. Maybe he takes away some passing downs, but maybe we don't even see him. The Eagles, 24th in DVOA versus running backs as receivers, and their pass rush could force Mahomes to look to those quick checkdowns like the running back. And then, like I said, he's also been a really popular target in the pass game inside the red zone. If we look at the Chiefs' opponents who brought the highest pressure rate per dropback, McKinnon had 17 receiving yards with a long of 13 versus Cincy in the AFC title game. He had 36 yards, a long of 34 versus the Niners earlier in the year, 29 with a long of 19 versus Buffalo, and 56 yards with a long of 19 versus Jacksonville in the regular season. Philly also protects against that deep ball, so I think there's going to be some softer space available over the middle on those short gains. So McKinnon, longest reception, over 11.5 yards. And as far as the wide receivers go, Kadarius Toney, I know a lot of the guys that covers are hot and heavy on Kadarius Toney props. I'm going to go under his long of 14.5 yards, which is minus 118 at Caesars Sportsbooks. Toney nursing not only a bum hamstring, but also an ankle that was limiting him in Wednesday's practice. He says he's going to play, but just how healthy is he going to be? We heard Chiefs OCs praising Sky Moore, the rookie wide receiver who stepped in when Toney and a lot of other guys got hurt in that AFC title game. And if Toney isn't able to get the separation that he needs, if he's not able to put the weight on that ankle and get those cuts, then Moore might get those reps and those snaps. Philadelphia doesn't allow many big plays over the top, as I mentioned. That deep zone coverage kind of keeps everything in front of them. Toney's long has topped out at 9 yards in the past 2 playoff games so far, and that was versus totals of 16.5. We're seeing his Super Bowl total here at 14.5, which doesn't seem like a significant downtick considering the injury status that we're seeing from him right now. So Toney, longest reception, under 14.5. All right, you got to take an under on a Chiefs prop.
No, I'm going over, all right. Funny enough, but I'm tailing off of your Kadarius Toney point. I'm liking Marquez Valdes-Scantling, longest reception over 19.5 yards. It's minus 109 at Caesars. Mm-hmm. MVS topped this number 10 times this season, and Patrick Mahomes relied on him down the stretch in the AFC Championship game. I think he's going to get his targets, and being one of the Chiefs' downfield threats, I like him topping a 19.5 yard reception in this one.
All right, MVS over. Longest?
Longest reception, 19.5.
All right, so we're going to dive into some game props here. I took the over 2.5 rushing touchdowns, plus 130. To me, this sounds like a pretty solid play here with plus money, knowing that the Eagles can just pretty much score on the ground whenever they want. A lot of the time, they picked up a league-high 32 rushing touchdowns in the regular season. They've had 7 so far on the ground in the playoffs. As for the Chiefs, they have not shied away from running the ball inside the red zone either. 18 rushing touchdowns on the regular season, none so far in the playoffs. However, Isaiah Pacheco, we've seen him get a lot more red zone reps and a lot more red zone carries recently. And then Patrick Mahomes, always the sneaky one when things kind of break down in the red zone. He's got those wheels. His ankle seems to be okay. No injury designation. So he can break off one of those as well, too. So over 2.5 rushing touchdowns, plus 130. A nice return on that. One more game prop. Will the score be tied after 0-0? I'm going to go yes. It's minus 120. Considering the short spread and the fact that I don't see either team really running away with this, it's going to be a close one. And we could be tied a couple times here once we get past 0-0. If you look back, the Eagles were knotted 7-7 with the Niners in the NFC title game. The Chiefs were tied twice with the Bengals in the AFC championship. This is a slim spread. It's calling for a close one. So, yes, the score will be tied after 0-0, minus 120. All right, 2-minute drill time. We're here with Max Meyer, editorial content writer for Caesar Sportsbooks. Mac, we're talking props here for Super Bowl 57. We're heading into the weekend. Which is the biggest bet count in terms of props?
Well, there's definitely a common theme with most popular bet by tickets, and it's Travis Kelce. Bettors are all over the Chiefs tight end. Most popular, Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. He's odds-on favorite there at minus 113. Second, Travis Kelce first touchdown score, where he's also the plus 550 favorite. Third is Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. He's the second choice behind Kelce at plus 105. And then even Travis Kelce two or more touchdowns, it's the fifth most popular bet by tickets. So bettors all over the Chiefs tight end.
All right, liking the stars here to shine in Super Bowl 57. In terms of handle, which props are kind of stacking up the liability for the sportsbook?
Yeah, so we introduced Caesars Sportsbook Squares last year, and people really love betting just a little to win a lot. And with squares, you know, it's been a popular one over the years at offices or at other friend parties. And at Caesars, it's no different. Specifically, Chiefs 8, Eagles 9, which is now 100-1 odds, is the biggest liability for any prop.
Okay. So we saw the silly 37-34 thing on social. Are you guys actually drawing action on that correct score?
So we don't offer exact score specifically in terms of game, but we do offer exact score for each team. And sure enough, Eagles to score exactly 37 and Chiefs to score exactly 34 are the most popular bets there. And then for squares, Eagles 7, Chiefs 4, also the most popular bet by tickets among any squares bet.
Yeah, because it's in the script, right? It's in the script. Right. All right, prop bets becoming more and more popular every single Super Bowl. I remember when these things were, you know, a short list of sucker bets, but now they've really taken in a lot of action. In terms of your split and handle for the sportsbook, when we look at traditional sides, totals, money line versus props, what's the handle on props like right now?
So traditional straight markets, like you said, it's still a 60-40 split, but as you were saying, it's definitely shrinking more and more, but props aren't the majority just quite yet.
Okay. Everyone loves the long shot props. Like you said, they want to risk a little to win a lot. Which long shot props right now have you seen the most action on?
Yeah. So besides the squares, two general props in particular, though they're popular every year. One, will there be a safety, which is 10-1. The other, will there be overtime, 9-1. Public always loves those types of bets. And this year it's no different.
All right. You had mentioned some touchdown scoring markets here. Touchdown scoring markets, always a very popular bet. Which players do better thinks are going to find the big game pay dirt here in Super Bowl 57?
Yeah, so Kelce far and away number one. And Jalen Hurts, I would say, is in his own tier at number two. One interesting one, at least for player to score anytime, Boston Scott is pretty high up there. But it's definitely Kelce by far. It's the worst result in terms of any pretty much touchdown market.
All right. And now that we got you here, we got to get your one prop bet to rule them all. What's your best prop pick for Super Bowl 57?
Oh, man. Well, it's definitely tougher now just because, you know, these props have been up for so long and a lot of the ones that I've taken have shifted. One that's still currently up at Caesars, though, Jalen Hurts under longest completion, 37 and a half yards. I still have questions about his shoulder injury. I know he missed a long throw against the 49ers a couple weeks ago, but, you know, Eagles with, you know, against the Giants and 49ers, two very positive game scripts. So I don't think we've necessarily seen Jalen Hurts just because he's gotten to carry the he's gotten to run the ball and hand the ball off. But I think when actually being tested in this game, I'm not really sold on his arm just with the injury. So I'm taking the under 37 and a half there.
All right, sounds good. That's it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thanks, Max. Thanks, Dell. Thank you, everyone here at Caesars. This spot is amazing. We've got another podcast coming out tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 when you do get a second. And until tomorrow, best of luck with your bets.